A generation ago, very few jurisdictions would allow middle-aged adults to sue someone for sexually abusing them as children. Cases were routinely thrown out based on statutes of limitations. But the legal landscape now appears to be shifting. A movement to ease limits is finding considerable success in both the courts and state legislatures. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports.
Walking into Frank Schering's small, bare apartment in Independence, Missouri, it doesn't take long to sense that something here is amiss.
I can't explain why that I haven't hung up any pictures. I just, you know, like I said, it just doesn't feel like home. You know, past few years have just felt so overwhelmed.
At 47, Schering's bright-eyed, balding, unshaven, and a little overweight. A precise grid of scars mark both his forearms. He moved into this apartment 5.5 years ago, about the time the Boston clergy sexual abuse scandal broke. He says only then did it dawn on him that the 2 years of sexual contact he'd had with a priest when he was a young altar boy had been abuse. In the 30 years leading up to that moment, through suicide attempts, bulimia, and self-mutilation, he says the words of his priest were always firmly lodged in his mind.
When he would hit me or something, it would be like, you know, God's punishment. And then the sexual stuff started that it was God's love. God loving me, things like that. And I truly believed it.
Schering decided to sue, but then in 2002, Missouri's statute of limitations said he was about 15 years too late. It's a story familiar to Joe Salvato, a psychotherapist who treats sexual abuse victims here in his cramped office near Schering's apartment. Salvato, who says he's a survivor himself and has a lawsuit pending, maintains it often takes decades to come to terms with having been sexually abused as a kid.
When someone, you know, is exposed to extreme trauma, it rewires your brain. It can make you crazy. The sense of anxiety and fear and shame.
While this view of childhood sexual abuse appears to be gaining ground, it's not universally applied in court. Statutes in Alabama and Indiana, for instance, bar almost all childhood sexual abuse civil claims made by people older than 21. Minneapolis lawyer Pat Noaker argues that such statutes shield abusers.
Nationally, there are thousands of cases and people who have been hurt out there that have been prevented from getting the help they need because of these artificial time limits called statutes of limitations.
These time limits have been under assault in state capitals. Lawmakers in Maine, Alaska, and Delaware have abolished statutes of limitations for new childhood sexual abuse lawsuits. California and then Delaware temporarily rolled back the statutes, opening a limited time window for old cases to advance. Marcy Hamilton with Cardozo Law School in New York says at least four other states are considering the same legislation.
I truly believe that there is a coming civil rights movement for children. And part of that is recognizing that they should be protected against abuse.
While legislatures have written new laws, state courts have been busy reinterpreting old ones. They frequently embrace something called a discovery rule in childhood sexual abuse cases. Last year, for instance, the Missouri Supreme Court decided that the 5-year statute of limitations should start running when a reasonable person, under more or less the same circumstances, could be expected to discover that they had grounds for a lawsuit. Before then, it simply started when a victim turned 21. But Kansas City lawyer Steve Marakian, who's defended clients in a number of these cases, says indefinite filing deadlines are unfair to sometimes unsuspecting defendants.
I can be stuck with an extremely stale claim where records that I would have maintained have been destroyed, witnesses I could have talked to have moved or disappeared or died. There's got to be a time period within which a claim is brought.
Missouri's new standard proved flexible enough to keep Frank Schering's case from being thrown out of court. Schering settled with the local Catholic diocese and his former priest for about $230,000. Another 50 or so cases that would have been barred under the old interpretation of the state statute of limitations here are now advancing toward trial. Given that momentum, victims' advocates expect that thousands of old childhood sexual abuse cases could soon be moving through the nation's courts. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.